Tomorrow's news today. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, well, this is not going to be a boring, uneventful, non-important broadcast. It's going to be edge of your seat, like they all are. But we're not spectators in this war against tyranny. We are on the field. It is Sunday, June 11th, 2023. And I've had time to really analyze this indictment and spend, no exaggeration, just since Friday when I got off the show, probably 15 hours talking to a lot of experts, doing my own research, looking at it. Trump did absolutely nothing wrong. This is a total and complete fraud. And I want to make just a statement here up front. Regardless of what you think about Trump, and I've got big issues with him, this is about stealing our right to vote for who we want. And this is about a permanent bureaucratic intelligence agency corporate coup over this country. So, Trump going along with these criminals on the poison shot, that's a separate issue, and I'll be rattling this cage about it forever. And if they ever indicted some of the globalists and we found documents that Trump knew the shot was hurting people, I'd say put him in prison, but we don't see any evidence of that. We know Fauci and the rest of them knew that, and it just came out Friday in federal lawsuits, Pfizer, Moderna knowing the shots didn't work and hurt people. That's in the stack. Massive bombshell. But that's completely separate from this permanent coup that knows he's 30-something points ahead of DeSantis. He gets 69% national polls against all of the Republicans combined that are running against him. It's just incredible. He's 15 to 30 points, depending on the poll, ahead of Biden in just of general voters across the board. So this is a big deal. And this is a coup. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, they killed Kennedy. This group's been in main control of the country, not full control for a long time, but now they want absolute dominant control over every facet of our lives as they slowly turn off the resources and drive us all into bankruptcy so they can control us. This is siege. There's a lot of facets to this, but I'm going to say this again. For everybody that likes Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'll support his Democrat nominee. I think he's a great guy overall. Disagree with some of the things he does, but he's the real deal. And he's got skin in the game. Well, Trump's got skin in the game. They are literally railroading him with a total fraud. They've got more indictments ready. And if they can get him, they can get everybody, and that's their plan. The feds, the rogue feds, the rogue government has declared any opposition to be terrorist. And we've got new documents came out on that. And we already knew this, but this is so confirmed. The government planned to list any parents protesting peacefully as terrorist. That's all coming up today. The federal documents. Remember, they acted like, oh, it's just the teachers' unions want this. It wasn't our idea. Homeland Security was running it all and wants to say peaceful parents saying, you're not going to teach my five-year-old boy he's a girl. You're not going to teach my five-year-old white kid that he's bad because he's white. Well, guess what? You're a terrorist, and we want to put you in prison. And they got legislation introduced in California to put you in jail. If you tell your seven-year-old, no, you're a boy, you're not a girl, jail time, baby. They can confuse your kid at school. I mean, this is a criminal group coming after parental rights, all of our freedoms. It's insane. But I'll say this again. Yeah, but the crew's putting on video. There's the legislature. The other them's reading out of the bill, AB 957. I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. They're coming for parental rights. We always knew they were going to do it. They've said it was their plan. Here it is. But why are we here? Because McCarthy and the Republicans didn't file articles of impeachment when they got in a few months ago and go on the offensive. Because they never go on the offensive. That's why we're in so much trouble is McCarthy. He never goes on the offense because he's a coward because he doesn't want to get indicted by the Justice Department. That's how they rule by fear. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Sunday, June 11th, 2023. I'll be hosting my regular Sunday slot, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, but I'll also be hosting some into the third and fourth hour with the great Owen Schroyer and Alex Stein in studio. So big third and fourth hour. This is the Alex Jones Show, Sunday edition. Sunday Live is 6 to 8 p.m. with Owen Schroyer and other guest hosts. Okay. We have massive amounts of news on the economy, on world digital IDs, what is the mark of the beast system. We have incredible speeches that Trump gave in multiple states yesterday where he really throws down the gauntlet. We have armies of people marching to elementary schools, LGBTQP, Satan-S, saying we want your children, you will give them to us. This is just spinning out of control very, very quickly. California's introduced legislation that if a parent tells their 7-year-old, no, you're really a boy, you're really a girl, you're put in prison. They say they have the votes to pass it. It is all completely insane. And it's coming up tonight. Also, I got really criticized for this 15 years ago because I was reading a Wall Street Journal report that had a pie chart in it. And I asked some folks I knew in Hollywood. They said, no, that's true. And in 2007 or so, the biggest group that owned the, not the majority, because a lot of hundreds of groups, but the group that owned the biggest slice of Hollywood was Saudi Arabia and other Middle Eastern countries. So I said the Arabs own Hollywood. Didn't say they ran it. And then a few years later, China really moved in, and now China owns the majority, or the largest slice, actually the majority. The Muslims never had, or the Arabs never had a majority. They said the biggest minority slice of one group. New numbers are out, and guess who's about to be the biggest owner, not just of big slices of Hollywood, but also sports, and that's Saudi Arabia alone. So put that in your pipe, all you white supremacists thought I was like defending Jews in Hollywood. Nothing to do with that. I was reading a pie chart of who owns what, dumbos, and it was the Muslims. I was making that point. Well, here it is. Who owns the PGA now? Oh, the Muslims. And it's in the Wall Street Journal. They're set to buy up all the other sports. They've already bought off half the soccer teams in the world. I mean, all I'm doing is reading the damn numbers here. You know, like the U.S. 3 years ago was the number one exporter of oil. Now Saudi Arabia is. It's just statistics. Don't be scared of them. Skip this network break coming up. I want more time with Robert Barnes. All right, so that's all coming up. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes has also done legal work on the election fraud for President Trump. Had his ear very close to the ground on this. I want to sum up his legal historical analysis of where we are and then obviously just point out what this really is. This is what I wrote for the live show headline, the preemptive stealing of the 2024 election. This is election meddling. They're trying to outlaw saying that they election meddle. This is it. They also tried to disqualify Gozer and MTG and, at least 12 other members of Congress from being able to run again in court because they were, quote, part of Jan 6. So, yes, they're election meddling. This is the mother of all election meddling. I've looked at every angle of it. And he did absolutely nothing wrong. They're misrepresenting all this, and that's why Jack Smith, the UN tribunal operative, that's what he is so nervous in the 3-minute statement he made Friday. Because he knows, I think they're blackmailing him or something. I mean, they got his kids in a cage or something. So we're going to be getting into all that. Trump says on to quit presidential race, even if convicted. That's the attitude he's got to have. More indictments coming. Speaker McCarthy says Trump indictment will disrupt the nation. House Republicans will not stand for it. Oh, really? Why didn't you impeach Biden for all the crimes he committed? Why didn't you go on the offense? Why did you start impeachment for the weaponization of the Justice Department? Why didn't you start the impeachment of the FBI director or the Attorney General? Why didn't you do it? They've all lied to Congress. FBI unit leading Mar-a-Lago probe earlier ran discredited Trump-Russia investigation that everyone's pissing on the president. 100% made up. But it's okay. The FBI documents confirm Joe Biden is the big guy, though. Actually on the Chinese communist payroll. You know, I love this headline today. Biden finally admits China's spying on us in Cuba. They're spying on us with this guy on the Chinese communist payroll. It's like a fox telling a group of hens, yes, the weasels do want to hurt you, but let me in. I'll take care of you. All right. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, is here to break all of this down. Alan Dershowitz has said Trump's a little dumb to spout off about this in front of the media because they twist things, but he did nothing wrong. There's a lot of deception going on here. So the question is, why did they jump the shark? Why have they done this? And looking forward into the future, how do you think this is going to unfold? Robert Barnes, thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. Let's hit pause for a moment. Sometimes we get our guests on a little late, and we always have technical difficulties, but that's all right. Robert, can we get your microphone turned on, or maybe it's on my end? All right. We'll be back in a little while with you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm all loaded for bear. I'm set. I'm ready to go. But ready now, or should I just go to rebroadcast for the day? Okay. All right. Just stop. I understand. All right. Robert Barnes, thank you for joining us. We're obviously very, very serious times here. Please continue.
Yeah. What I see is a threefold approach that's taking place here. First of all, the deep state wants to take Trump out from being competitive in the 2024 election. As you noted, it is a preemptive strike against the 2024 election. They assume that the indictment will have enough voters doubt President Trump that they will be able to defeat him in the primaries or in the general election. The second goal, which is co-equally important, they are trying to establish a legal precedent that the deep state has priority over the elected president of the United States. It's important. I mean, the idea of classification, the idea of national security information, all that derives from the power vested constitutionally exclusively in the elected president of the United States. They're trying to establish a legal precedent that the president of the United States cannot even disclose to the American people the secrets of the deep state. Because that's the underlying allegation here, is that he told media members that General Milley was lying when General Milley was accusing Trump of trying to wage war in Iran. He said it was actually Milley who was trying to wage war in Iran, and Trump stopped him. And they're saying that was a criminal act. So they're saying that the elected president of the United States discloses to the American people the secrets of the deep state, they can go to prison for it. And they want to establish a legal precedent of that so that this unelected administrative state, bureaucratic state, deep state in the intelligence community has legal constitutional control over the elected president of the United States and can prohibit and prevent those secrets from being disclosed to the world. That is the legal precedent they're trying to establish through the Trump case. So this isn't just about taking out Trump. This is the deep state versus democracy. This is the deep state trying to take out the Constitution itself. This is the deep state trying to remove the power of the elected president to share the secrets of the deep state with the American people. So, I mean, they assassinated President John Kennedy. They assassinated presidential candidate Robert Kennedy. They were behind the impeachment and resignation of Richard Milhouse Nixon. They were complicit in the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. And now they are trying to not only take out President Trump, but permanently take out the constitutional power of the president of the United States sharing the deep state secrets, the warmongering machine, with the American people. So that's the second very perilous precedent trying to be established here. One is to interfere with the 2024 election and punish Trump for being an independent voice on foreign policy. The second is to prohibit any president from being an independent voice and exposing the deep state secrets. And the third aspect of all of this, I believe, is it's leverage for Biden. It's a tool by which Biden can use to potentially pardon himself, his family, his son, his sister, his brother, his political allies, many of the deep state corrupt people named and mentioned explicitly in the Durham report. And what it does is that when he does that pardon down the road, he can throw in a pardon of Trump as political cover for his pardoning himself and all of his corrupt allies. That it's effectively something he can put in his back pocket just in case Trump wins the election.
And let me stop you, because what you just said is the most stunning, powerful, accurate analysis. And I've been watching a lot of the pundits. I've not heard one of them make that point. That was actually in my list of things. I've made the point. You've made it previously. But almost no one's making the point that this is the National Security Act of 1947 on steroids. For those that don't know what that is, we can elaborate on it. But the CIA was created. This wall was put up in the name of the Cold War so that all these agencies could operate in secret. Only Congress would have oversight. But the president had the innate veto power elected by the people's chief executive to declassify at will anything he wanted to. And so we have Milley 3 years ago calling up the communist Chinese and saying, don't worry, I have the nuclear codes. Trump isn't in charge. He admitted that. That's treason. And they're like, oh, that's great. You just called up and lied and told a country, don't worry, we're not going to nuke you. So they could have nuked us at any time. Insane, brazen, out of control. The bureaucracy, just out of control. They're all making themselves into thousands of little presidents where they can declassify and they can leak and Comey can leak and lie to Congress about it and later admit he did it. They can do whatever they want, however they want. But the president, who actually does have the power to do whatever he wants, he's got to be separate branch of government or they'd be pulling him down constantly. He's as close to a sovereign as we've got. George Washington wouldn't be a king, but they said, we got to have somebody who's got immunity. And now they're saying he has no immunity. He has no power. No, no, no. But the bureaucrats and the FBI agents, they're all above the president, which means above the people and above who we want to elect and who we want to vote for. This is outrageous. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. And it's incredibly dangerous. What I've been telling people is that this indictment's not only a direct threat to the integrity of the 2024 election, a direct effort to remove the elected president of the United States from being restored into power in President Trump, a de facto continuation of the deep state coup they began as soon as he won the Republican nomination in 2016. But this is a direct threat against constitutional democracy itself. They are trying to establish that the Jack Smiths of the world, the General Milleys of the world, the deep state bureaucrats of the world, the Peter Strokes of the world, the James Comeys of the world, that they hold power over the president. That they can restrict and restrain what the president can disclose, what the president can see, what the president can know, what the president can share with the American people.
And by the way, Nixon talked a lot about this in his memoirs. He was an angel compared to all these people. Trump has never had any criminal. The guy's a total angel, straight arrow, follows everything by the book. He's a total Boy Scout. Everybody knows it. Never ran for office, runs the first time, wins in a landslide. It's incredible. Nixon wrote about this. It was always the bureaucracy killed Kennedy because he was really the president. They killed his brother because he was really the attorney general and was now running for president. And then they took out Nixon because he was getting ready to clean out the CIA on record and was tired of them trying to be his boss. He said, I'm elected. I'm in charge, not you. And then they set him up. Sorry, go ahead.
You nailed it, Alex. I mean, Deep Throat was Mark Felt, who ran COINTELPRO. He ran all the illegal operations by the FBI in the 50s and 60s. These were people who thought J. Edgar Hoover, Alan Dulles, this crowd, Angleton, that whole crowd, Angleton bragged about it. Angleton said he was above the law. Angleton was having blackmail and extortion files on every member of Congress, on high-ranking members of the media. They had infiltrated almost every level of American society through licit and illicit means. And what was their goal? Their goal was to take over the American government.
And so Epstein and the Clintons and all of this is just the next generation of the scum.
Absolutely. And now they want to establish it in legal precedent. That's what's so terrifying from a lawyer's perspective. They want to establish a legal precedent that says even the elected president of the United States, the only nationally elected official under our Constitution, even he cannot challenge the deep state. Even he cannot question the deep state. Even he cannot share the deep state secrets. This is what Julian Assange has been talking about. This is what Edward Snowden has been talking about. That the great dangers to American constitutional democracy and liberty around the world are the deep state itself. This is deep state versus democracy, not just deep state versus Trump.
What do you think of David Schoen? Roger Stone thinks he'd be the best lawyer for the president. The president needs to go on the offense. We're really finding out who's who out there. I totally disagree with Jonathan Turley's analysis. I'm dead on with a lot of other top lawyers like Alan Dershowitz have said, but I've read the law on this. I'm not even a lawyer. This is all very cut and dry. And I read what the Obama judge said when there was issues with Obama, and the federal judge said the president can do whatever he wants with these documents. And so the idea that Trump can't have documents about the Iran strike plan, they didn't even give anybody, is just ridiculous. And then he had spies inside Mar-a-Lago running around trying to behave like, you know, that this was evil, that he had these documents. Well, meanwhile, George W. Bush has them in a Chinese food restaurant, and Biden's got them in another place. And I mean, it's just all scrambled around everywhere. They always haul off their documents because they don't want people using them against them. And we should probably explain to people there's different types of documents. There's stuff that remains classified. There's personal documents of the president. There's National Archive documents. And all three can be interchanged. You want to explain to people?
And it's totally up to the president to unilaterally determine which is which. So the president, I mean, this has already been litigated. Judge Jackson dealt with it in D.C. when Bill Clinton kept national security classified information in his sock drawer. That's why Trump is calling it the Clinton socks case. And what the judge said is it's up to Clinton whether that is a archives material, whether that's personal records, or whether that's governmental records. And it doesn't matter if it includes national security information. Doesn't matter if it includes classifications. All that matters is that the president himself, Clinton, made the decision about the designation of the document. The entire Presidential Records Act reflects Article 2 of the United States Constitution, which says that the Congress cannot restrain the president. I see people saying Congress controls classifications. They can't, constitutionally. Imagine if Congress passed a law tomorrow that said, we hereby make it a crime for the president to exercise his constitutional authority. That's an unenforceable law. That's an unconstitutional
Congress
law.
Only has funding mechanisms and oversight. The president is involved in the executive branch and the armed forces. Congress is in control of the purse strings. So that's the separation of power. So you just said it. That's what this is, a giant bureaucratic power grab. Never until Trump did the National Archives start complaining and bitching publicly and then demanding that the president give them all the documents. That is, again, a bunch of bureaucrats that he could have that agency abolished if he wanted to, telling the dog what to do. That is a flea on the tail of the dog saying it's the president. And I can't believe how ignorant the American people are that they don't know this. But I guess we live in a country where 30% of people think two men can have a baby, Robert.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, and increasingly, that's what they want to use this case to prove. They want to use this case to convince the courts to establish a precedent and the American people to believe the deep state illegally, constitutionally runs our country, even though it's abhorrent to the Constitution. There's no place for a secret police in our Constitution. Our Constitution explicitly made the president the sole arbiter of all of this. So he decides what documents are classified and which ones are not. He decides which ones are personal
because
records.
Because somebody's got to be in charge or would be in constant internal warfare, just like they're trying to create right now. Can you imagine if they have their way and they turn all these little agency kings with all the secrecy they've had, they've used to rob us of our freedom, and now if somebody big releases a document, they all decide to put them in jail, but then they can leak stuff selectively all day long when they don't have a right to do it. It's a felony when they do it.
Well, I mean, we see that right here. Right here, General Milley lied, leaked national security information to Woodward and told Woodward that he stopped Trump from waging war on Iran, when in fact the actual information showed that it was Milley trying to sucker Trump into waging war on Iran. So here you have Milley, who is not authorized to declassify information, not authorized to declare what's personal and what's presidential record. And here he is. He's violating the law flagrantly, openly. And as you note, he had a history of doing it during the 2020, between November and January of 2020. But here he commits the crime as admitted in the indictment. He's not indicted at all. He's not even investigated. Trump, for rebutting Milley's lies, Trump, who has the authority to declassify whatever he wants, to declare something a personal record and no longer a presidential record.
However, people that don't know about this, flesh out, they don't know that Milley claimed that Trump wanted to nuke China, nuke Iran. Trump said, no, actually, I've got the documents right here where I actually stopped it, and they're just mad he's exposing their lies.
That's exactly right. That's what this whole indictment is about. You look at the underlying facts of the indictment. That's the entire basis of the claim. That's what sets everything into motion. Bob Woodward sits down with Trump and says, Milley says you were trying to wage war in Iraq, in Iran. You were trying to initiate war in Iran. You wanted to start a war in Iran, and he had to stop you. And Trump said that's completely false. I have documents here that are my documents that, you know, may still be labeled classified, maybe still labeled a secret, but I guarantee, but what these documents show is irreversible proof, uncontestable proof that it was Milley who was trying to wage war in Iran, and I'm the one who stopped it. That's what they're indicting him for.
And let's pull back, let's pull back and double prove. This is all on record. Bob Woodward's the known naval intelligence operative that helped bring down Nixon. So they're getting a second bite at another president right now. And let's go further. Daniel Ellsberg was called a hero for leaking totally top secret, super secret documents that the government was losing the war but didn't care. They were just making money for special interests. And he was called a hero when he released it. He wasn't even the president. So when you release something that's exposing criminal stuff, the law is now you're a hero, a whistleblower. So it's almost like Trump isn't just the president, he's now the ultimate whistleblower and has a known naval intelligence operative trying to set him up, and then that's why Dershowitz says Trump is dumb to be talking to this known operative, but Trump has done nothing wrong. He's like, I've got the documents right here. I mean, these people are sick.
Oh, completely. I mean, and it, I mean, it goes even further to the scope and the scale of it, because as you know, Bob Woodward is the one who did Watergate. Bob Woodward was a naval intelligence Yale background, skull and bones kind of guy. Connected to Yale secret societies all the way back. Connected Alexander Haig, all those other types who were probably complicit in the Watergate conspiracy. And then you add to that the Mark Felt was head of COINTELPRO. People don't know Nixon passed him over to run the FBI after Hoover died. Mark Felt was Deep Throat, and Mark Felt was the guy who was running all the illegal black bag operations, spying, blackmailing, and extorting Americans en masse for 20 years, using deep state institutionalized power to disrupt protest movements, civil rights movements, anti-war movements all across the United States of America. People exposing FBI corruption, running scandal, illicit investigations to people like Jack Anderson and others, trying to blackmail these people, trying to extort these people from exposing secrets of our high-ranking government officials and our illicit activities. And this is a continuation of the deep state now wanting to establish legal and political precedents that they can stop an elected president of the United States from even having the legal constitutional power that the Constitution and the Presidential Records Act explicitly gives him and must give him.
This is a bureaucratic coup. Do one more segment with us to talk about the timeline with these cases, how this could shake out, what we can do to support President Trump. But just looking at this really is an open, bureaucratic, deep state coup against our country. A very, 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 very sad day. But we got to talk about it, Barnes, when we come back. What is Trump's problem having Kushner in the White House? Why is he spending reportedly months in the last few years with Woodward? Why does he get these people close to him? Like, everybody knows Kushner works for the New World Order. Everybody knows Bob Woodward. I wouldn't get within 100 feet of Bob Woodward. The guy is a total liar and wrote horrible books about Trump. And then he just brings him back. So Trump is kind of an idiot savant. I'm just going to say it. But look, it doesn't matter, okay? Because he's our president, he won the last election, and now they're trying to take our right to vote for him away. So whether he was a good guy or a bad guy doesn't matter now. They're taking our rights away. They're openly setting up the final pieces of a total coup over this country. We got to back this guy 110%. He's silly and ignorant, but he's our guy. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. But regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life. All at the same time, keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full-spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You really need Turbo Force Shower Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com. Also back in stock, the essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment, we have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils, back in stock. The toothpaste back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Roger Stone's coming up. He had Trump on his show today on WABC.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, Trump doesn't like talking to me because the way I was just talking about him last segment, I tell him to his face. Because, I mean, I bet on Trump. I think he's a good guy overall. He tried to stop the globalist, and he would have all these globalists around him who lie to him, and he just doesn't have the background study of these people. I wouldn't tell him how to build a 50-story condo, but I can sure as hell tell him who the players are, so can Robert Barnes. We can finish each other's sentences because we're fascinated by the history. And I've been doing this 29 years and interviewing all the experts, and Barnes is obsessed with it as well. And I'm not tooting our horn, just we know who the players are, and Trump needs some real advisors around him that know who the deep state is. Remember 4 years ago, headline Washington Post, new chief of staff's mission is to keep InfoWars and Alex Jones away from Trump. That's because I was talking to him quite regularly, and I had Roger almost every day giving him info. And, folks, they got so mad, they literally had the FBI and CIA harassing me on a weekly basis. And people wonder, like, why'd they freak out about Alex Jones attacking so bad? I'm lucky they didn't kill me. But the point is, I didn't shut up. I didn't care. Trump didn't know when they were all over TV with Brennan and them at the CIA headquarters on, and having press conferences that soon he'll be gone. They go, impeachment? And they go, nope, the other way. And they all start going, ha, 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 ha. And I get on the phone with Trump and I go, they're threatening to kill you at the CIA headquarters on TV, having Brennan come visit them. The Secret Service investigated that and went and talked to Brennan. But no one would even tell him, not his kids, any of them. I think Don Jr.'s good. Look, I'm ranting. Robert Barnes is here. I don't yell and scream a lot anymore on the show. People used to like it when I did that, but it's happening today because this is my future, your future, our birthright being stolen. The deep state's been out of control forever. But this is the final nails in our republic. While the globalists dissolve the border, cut off our energy, and then come after our kids with LGBT pedophile networks, I mean, it's so horrible. And I love Trump in so many ways. He's done so much good work. When he's right, he's right. But speaking to where you think this is going in the future, but first, what is your assessment of why Trump has these snakes around him?
Well, Trump reminds me a lot of John Kennedy, 1961, someone who was very naive and idealistic about our system of government. And our society writ large. And he always thought, look, he had just some common sense ideas and that just some people in power had lost their common sense. And then once he got in, they would recognize the wisdom of his common sense and his negotiating skills and they would embrace him and they would work with him and they would go along with him. And he has never understood fully why they're waging war on him, that this is a system that is fundamentally broken. And institutionally, corrosively corrupted.
Because it's a government, intelligence, multinational crime syndicate that is waging war on humanity that are eugenics-based. That's why.
That's exactly right. And that's what he has never understood or appreciated. And even when he's been told that by people like you, by people like me, by people like Robert Kennedy in the vaccine context, he thinks maybe, but he's like, oh, they can't really be that bad, right? Nah, they just probably just need to be talked to or discussed, and then they'll see that things can be done different. Because he experienced that on the foreign stage, right? He discovers, you know, he could do a peace deal with North Korea, that he discovered that Putin wasn't the pure evil that everybody had said, and he could get a peace deal done with Putin. So what he didn't understand is the worst actors out there, other than aspects of China, are the Five Eyes.
He said, I used to think China and Russia and the Islamics were the big threat. Now I know it's the people that have hijacked our government.
Exactly. And what he said yesterday, he said he's not even going to call them deep state because he considered too soft a term. He says they're just commies. And what he's right about is that's the mindset. They're not necessarily ideological Marxists, but what they are is power hungry. If you want a government that looks like the government they want from this indictment, a Soviet-style government with a bunch of little bureaucracies competing with each other for ultimate political power, and there's no elected, democratically elected official anywhere with any real power.
Yeah, this is the bureaucracy pissing in our face, letting us know, we don't care, we rule you and your family, we're above the law. Here's a short clip of Trump saying he's going to fight the globalist vultures and the Washington swamp. Here it is.
We're going to fight the globalist vultures and the Washington swamp, just as we did before, and we're going to win. We're going to have tremendous victories. I said we're going to beat Hillary. I was right. I said we're going to beat Biden. I was actually more right. But we're going to beat him this time, and we're going to watch those votes. You know, with COVID, you couldn't go there. Your people sent in the votes to get all these ballots. They send in the votes. Tens of millions of votes coming out, going in. Nobody knew what the hell. They knew what was happening.
All right. So, Barnes, let me ask you this. What's the timeline? What do you make of this latest indictment? What else do you think is coming down the pike? And I'll tell you, what did you make of the body language of Jack Smith, the UN prosecutor? That's what he is, now brought to the U.S. to do this. He was having trouble speaking. He was shaking. He looked visibly scared. I've never seen a prosecutor looking this freaked out. I wonder what he knows that we don't know. I mean, do they have secretly have his daughter in a gulag or something? What's going on?
Well, he kind of let the cat out of the bag. Who did he think? He didn't. Who did he say he brought the indictment for? He didn't say he brought it for the American people. He said for the men and women of the intelligence community. That's who he said he brought the indictment for. That's who we think. That's who he said this was all about, the men and women of the intelligence community. Since when do they control the Justice Department? Since when do they control the presidency of the United States? They don't constitutionally, that's for sure, but it's clear they want to. And they've been trying to now ever since 1947. And they have fundamentally corrupted our government to such a point that our government, our constitutional government, will collapse unless we resist this. The best way to resist it? Do the one thing they don't want to see happen. Vote Donald Trump into the White House. Now, can they stop him? No, they can't, effectively, by this case. The constitutionally, they can't remove him from the ballot because of this case's existence. The district court judge assigned this case to a Trump appointee who's already expressed skepticism about this case previously and is not going to detain him pending trial, is not going to gag him pending trial. So he's going to be freely be able to compete in the election, number one. Number two, you can freely vote for him. They can't take his name off the ballot legally, constitutionally. That's already established.
And Emily Comey even said that in a speech he did. He said, we'll probably end up, best case scenario, is him the president from prison. Well, then he just pardoned himself, Comey.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if you look at the length of time of the case, that, you know, they may schedule a trial date on Tuesday in a couple of months, but that won't mean anything. A typical white-collar case like this takes 18 months to reach trial. There's going to be constitutional issues about whether the indictment violates Article 2, whether the indictment violated the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and the Sixth Amendment, issues of grand jury abuse, issues of governmental misconduct, issues of threatening witnesses, issues of trying to bribe witnesses, prosecutors who have a long, notorious history of being judicially found to engage in ethical misconduct, not only Jack Smith, but several of his key colleagues that were involved in the prosecution of this case, First Amendment selective prosecution issues, the impeachment clause. Does the impeachment clause require any president to have to be impeached before he can be indicted, because that's how the impeachment clause reads, whether the First Amendment selective prosecution provision prohibits someone from indicting their political opponent in an upcoming election. That's a new novel issue that's never been tested before because nobody's ever tried it
before. So let me ask you this. Getting back to Jack Smith's body language, you agree he looked totally freaked out, A, and then B, then, if it's so flimsy, which it is, why would they go ahead with it? Just desperation?
It's because of it's cockiness. It's cockiness. The deep state demanded this be brought, and so Jack Smith has been the deep state cleanup boy for a while. He's just not the sophisticated one that Robert Mueller is. He is not the cover-up guy that John Durham is. He's not the enabler that Bill Barr is. He's more your mediocre B-team amateur minor leaguer whose main utility to the deep state is he does whatever they tell him to do, even when he brings indictments like the ones against John Edwards that backfired, like the ones against McConnell that backfired, like ones that have backfired at the Supreme Court level. He's been repeatedly rejected for his dumb legal theories he's used to go after political targets. So he's not known for being a good trial lawyer. He's not known for being a smart trial lawyer. He's just known for being a rubber stamp for the deep state.
And so they're basically just throwing him at Trump.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. And their hope is that the mere fact of the indictment, the legal precedent they can establish with the courts, they're hoping the judiciary are cowards rather than having courage, and that the American people won't see through this, the scam that it is.
Well, notice they're already trying to intimidate the judge, saying she's a Trump stooge.
Oh, yeah, they're going to attack her. They're going to attack the 11th Circuit. They're going to attack the Supreme Court. They're going to try to intimidate the judiciary into cowering before the deep state and try to establish a precedent in favor of the deep state. But I don't think it will work. It definitely won't work in the court of public opinion. The American people see through this. They see through this exactly for what it is. It's already out in the public surveys today. 2-1, more Republicans say this makes them like Trump more rather than less.
And notice, Robert, what they did. Within hours of the indictment on Thursday, the talking point was, this is different. Americans won't put up with this. Bull. Everybody I know, is, including people that have been Democrats in the past for social issues, they're like, this is election meddling. We're backing Trump. I mean, people get, this is about our right to vote for who we want. And the fact that he was way ahead in all the polls against Republicans and Democrats in the primaries, the fact that he has clearly had it stolen 2.5 years ago, people really get, this is about us being disenfranchised right now.
That's exactly right. And you and I know the history, but if Trump has a blind spot of not knowing the history of the dangers of the deep state, the deep state also has a blind spot of not knowing the history of politically motivated prosecutions. Whether it was Edwin Edwards, whether it was Bookie Turner, whether it was Jimmy Curley, whether it's even Bibi in Israel, whether it's Chirac in France, you look at the long history of politically motivated prosecutions, what happens? The person who's indicted wins. They don't lose. Their audience rallies behind him because they see through it. Whether the attempted impeachments of people like Huey Long and Big Jim Folsom in Alabama, There's a long history of populists being targeted by corrupt actors in the system, and the people see through it. They know exactly what's happening. They needed a sexy case. You know, they needed a case where some soldier died because of some screw up Trump made. They don't have that. Instead, they have General Milley's lies being exposed. That's supposedly the great harm done by this indictment. This is as weak a case as you could possibly bring. And so factually, morally, politically, legally, constitutionally. So Trump just needs to fight back, and the people need to fight back on his behalf by electing him president and putting an end to this nonsense once and for all. I think one upside is more people are waking up every day, and Trump himself is waking up because of this. He's being forced to acknowledge the depth of corruption of the deep state. Bob Woodward's complicity, the media's complicity, Milley's complicity, the military hierarchy's complicity.
And by the way, if people wonder why it's so corrupt and how they're almost all bad, once you get to mid-level, they don't let you go any higher unless they own you. Okay, so I had them come and try to get me 15 years ago. I said no, they couldn't believe it. I guarantee you, I don't know this, but I've never asked Bob. I bet that the system tried to buy you off, I would imagine. Almost no one makes it into the higher rungs in the past. In the last 50 years, before that, it was a meritocracy. To a greater extent, America was about who was successful. But just like in the movie, which is based on a true story, down to exactly what happened, I'm told, Ford versus Ferrari, you got the top driver would win all the races. They said, that's not interesting. We want you to lose. And so in the more modern world, they want the top people to lose. They want to fire the Tucker Carlsons. They want to suppress the Alex Joneses. They want to suppress the Donald Trumps. And that's what they do. And I've just been frustrated that Trump didn't understand that because he came from the business world where, to a great extent, it's about hospitality and telling the truth and having a good name. And that's what you've got to have for business. Well, not in the New World Order, baby, not in the federal government. It's about being a scumbag that stabs people in the back and getting on your knees to these New World Order people. And Trump never got on his knees to these people, but he was nice to them and tried to bring them to the table. And they took that as weakness. What does he need to do when he gets back in? I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I mean, does Trump give us a contract on America, what he does day one, day two, so that we understand that this time he's really going to take them to the woodshed?
That's what he's got to do. He's got to do a full-scale, wholesale purge. He's got to purge all the political hierarchy from their positions of power in the entire national security state and start from scratch all over again. Let's rebuild our police and national security system from scratch. Let's get rid of every single agency that exists and say, let's go back from scratch. And what agencies do we actually need? What services do they actually can provide? And how can we make sure this doesn't happen again? Because we have a corrupt deep state that is going to kill America, kill liberty, kill constitutional governance if we don't stop them. This started with the assassination of President John Kennedy, but it hasn't stopped since then. And what we have is the political assassination ongoing of Donald Trump. And if we don't stop this, if we don't find a way to end this, and the only way to end this is just to end these agencies, defund them entirely. As you noted, the President of the United States has the power to just eradicate these agencies. That's what it's time to do. That's what you have to do. You don't have a choice anymore. It's the way Trump used to describe having to go after ISIS. He's like, we don't have a choice. This is what we have to do. The same is true here. We have to just purge these agencies, go back from scratch. We have a great founding document that gives us directions and guidance as to what the foundation of this American constitutional democracy should look like. Let's return and revert to it and get rid of all these deep state, get rid of the positions by which the deep state has legal power to begin with, by which they have money to begin with. Just scratch it entirely and rebuild from the bottom up, to reward people based on merit, no longer based on politics, to strip them of such, disparate influence and power, to take away their excessive budget, to return. I mean, policing should be a local matter. It should have never been a federal matter. We don't need an FBI and we never have. We now know what that looks like. Just get rid of 90% of it. Reassign those agents to local governments across the country. Return policing to the local level. Return intelligence. We only need a small amount of actual intelligence. The CIA doesn't do intelligence. They just overthrow governments and undermine democracies. Get rid of them. We only need a few people to do the actual intelligence analysis.
And by the way, let's go back to the hearings 3 months ago where everything we said came out. It was already in the legislation. They already snuck it through in defense spending that the CIA and other agencies were working with big tech and the FBI and the Justice Department to censor everybody. Even people that question the Afghan withdrawal were being censored. I mean, folks, this is out of control. This isn't the makings of an authoritarian, totalitarian system. It is it. We are now deep into this. Now, America is resisting it. We still have instincts to say no. There's a lot of good people whistleblowing as well. But at the end of the day, folks, this country has terminal cancer. And Donald Trump, for all his issues, is seen by them as the cure. And I want to say something to the bureaucracy that has to study history. Most of you have been chosen because you're yes men and women and you went to the leftist colleges and, you know, but you know now you're part of a real corrupt system that really is totalitarian. And you know they're dissolving the border, dissolving the energy as a Cloward and Pliven strategy to collapse things. So even if you don't care about liberty and freedom, the average bureaucrat will have less freedom, be less safe, in this system they're setting up. We'll make Venezuela look like a walk in the park if things go belly up here. Because we're a big giant empire, folks. And so we won't go quietly like Venezuela just collapsing into the jungle. We will turn into a Mad Max nightmare operation. And that's a guarantee, ladies and gentlemen. That is a guarantee. We've pissed off so many people that if we don't reform and fix things and get soft power back, I don't think the world has a future. I mean, I'm talking about end-of-the-world scenarios here, Barnes. I know you're quite the novice lay historian. I don't call it novice, but I mean that in a complimentary way. Anybody can be a historian by studying it. You're a very good historian, lay historian. Do you think I'm exaggerating about the end-of-the-world type scenarios? I mean, look, nobody ever sent heavy weapons against the Russians. They're like, well, we can survive a nuclear war. All the normal conventions that save civilization are being thrown out the window by these people.
Basically a dumbed-down version of the dangerous early 1960s. I mean, as you know, the reason why Dr. Strangelove was put out as a film, used as the backdrop today for the show, is that it was actually going to happen. There were people like Curtis LeMay, who, like there's a classic example. John Kennedy promoted Curtis LeMay. He had no realization of who and how dangerous LeMay was. Even George Wallace had to apologize because of how crazy LeMay was when he was vice president, talking about wanting to do vice presidential candidate, wanting to talk about nuclear war everywhere. But they wanted to wage nuclear war, and John Kennedy was the hindrance. And now today we have a dumbed down but equally deranged version of elites. We have people with Kissinger's moral compass, but with the Bush family intellectual ineptitude. And so you combine those two and you have an extraordinarily dangerous time. As we know from history, you know, like before World War One, you had the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Russian Empire, the Ottoman Empire that had lasted centuries, but they were atrophying. And what happened within 10 years? All three empires were gone off the face of the earth. We have those kind of dangerously incompetent moral evils running in positions of power. And that's what makes it even more terrifying. They're ready, willing right now to wage nuclear war over Eastern Ukraine. I mean, it's insanity times insanity. And it's why they're desperate to take out Trump. It's why they're desperate to establish this precedent that they run the world. But if they're allowed to actually given that power, they will destroy the entire world, not just America's constitutional democracy.
Well, that's what's frustrating is I don't want to be in D.C. You don't want to be in D.C. We don't want power. We don't want to be part of the power structure. And then there's all these selfish, greedy, crazy bureaucrats and their corporate controllers that literally are going to destroy the whole world so they can be totally in charge and no one can even debate them. I mean, that is crazy. Julius Caesar, and you know what happened to him, and he was a good guy compared to these people. He had someone behind him every time he had to do a big public event to say, remember, you're just a man. Remember, you're not a god. Remember to be humble. Even though he knew he was humble, he knew how dangerous it was. These people don't want someone there even saying to them, hey, please don't blow the world up. And then you've got Sean Penn and Alexander Soros and all these former peaceniks saying, well, nuclear war is survivable. We need to go ahead and maybe have a nuclear war. And they don't even know how to put on combat boots or shoot a gun.
Then you add to that these eugenicists that are in such great degrees of influence and power, like the Bill Gateses of the world, and you have people who think a dramatically reduced population would be net good for them because they think they would survive. I mean, look at it. You've been talking about it for years. Why are all these billionaires building these huge bunker complexes all across the globe? It's because they are just fine with a public disastrous event because they think they will survive and even potentially thrive in that environment, much as they profited and gouged on riches during the COVID lockdown that almost all the big tech billionaires got fat off of. So this is an unusually dangerous times because we have unusually dangerous people in positions of power. because they combine levels of inanity with insanity. And that is a dangerous marriage of traits to have in people of power. That's why it's more important now than ever to stand behind President Trump, because in doing so, you're standing behind constitutional democracy, you're standing behind American liberty, and you're standing against deep state institutional corrupt power that will kill all of us if given the chance.
Well, that's right. And in closing, in the hour, Roger Stone's coming up. He just interviewed Trump today. I want to be clear. I'm very critical of Trump on the shot. Know how he got set up. We should come out against it. Says he's going to have an autism commission, all that. That's all side issues. The deep state's trying to remove the front runner from not just the Republican numbers, but he'd win 15, 20 points today against Biden. So they are trying to steal our right to vote for who we want with false charges. And even if Trump was a Democrat, I would be against this being done if it was false charges, because you let one person go to jail who's innocent, we could all go to jail. This is the president, the real president of the United States, and we're all in danger. Barnes, I know you do shows on Sunday. You do shows during the week, very popular shows with Viva Fry. Tell us how people find your broadcast.
Sure. So people can go to Rumble. We'll have our Law for the People show tonight. That will break down all the legal constitutional issues with the Trump indictment and other big cases. And then otherwise, they can find everything that we do at vivabarneslaw.locals.com. And I want to remind everybody that it's critical that networks like this one stay alive, because it's the only way people know what they're doing, that people can see through this effort. If we just had gatekeeper institutional Pravda media covering the Trump indictment, everybody would be ready to lynch him. We don't, because they know the truth because of networks like this. And InfoWars only exists despite all their efforts because the ordinary person continues to support InfoWars by going and making themselves healthier, wealthier, and wiser by buying products they need, they like, and deserve at InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to do that, because this is a critical voice, a critical network, now maybe more than ever, as our fate and future of not only our constitutional democracy, but the future of humanity weighs in the balance of these dangerous dark elites that would like to seize power from the rest of us. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, continue to support, and buy things you like, buy things you need, buy things that you want. And in the process, keep InfoWars on the air, continue to share the links, continue to share the information, because that's how we fight back. With Paul Revere's ride is always the answer to any form of tyranny. And as long as the InfoWars audience is the tip of that spear and the leaders of that Revere ride.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because, I mean, it's really true. The info you put out becomes national talking points in the Republican Party. The info I put out, the left admits that. Media Matters hate it, because we really do the analysis. Other people don't seem to be that smart in the liberty leadership, though they care, so they kind of, let's just say, not as informed as we are. They then take our research, check it, and then use it, which is great. And so that's why this show, your shows, and others are so precious. I want to thank the listeners for their support. Robert Barnes, thank you so much, my friend.
Glad to be here.
All right, Roger Stone is loaded for bear. He interviewed Trump today. He's had a lot to say. This is our Republican crisis, but we will save the Republic together. We'll be right back. Hour number two. Thank you so much.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com. Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Roger Stone, fresh off his new show on the number one station in New York, WABC, and President Trump on today. That went out on the radio. It's about to go on the web in mere minutes. We're going to give you some exclusive clips of it. Powerful information discussed. We'll have the latest on the deep state ongoing coup against the Republic with Roger coming up in the next segment when some stations join us. But first, here's a few minutes of the beginning of the interview with Roger and the true president of the United States, Donald John Trump, the 45th and 46th president of the United States.
I first started urging Donald Trump to run for president in 1988, again in 2000, once again in 2012, and then finally 2016. When the time and the man were exactly right. I believe that Donald Trump was put in place by the Lord at a pivotal time in American history. Knowing Donald Trump for 44 years, unfortunately, made me a target of the Robert Mueller witch hunt. So you may recognize me from CNN because on January 25th, 2019, at 6 o'clock in the morning, 29 heavily armed FBI agents in full SWAT gear and brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons stormed my home to arrest me for the first time nonviolent crime of lying to Congress under oath in my voluntary testimony before the House Intelligence Committee regarding Russian collusion that we now know definitively based on the report of Special Counsel John Durham never actually happened. I was subjected to a Soviet-style show trial in Washington, D.C., in which virtually all of my rights were violated. The judge essentially disallowed any reasonable defense. I had a corrupted jury forewoman who testified during jury selection that she had no idea who I was and was unfamiliar with the controversy surrounding the charges against me, but who it turned out had attacked me and President Donald Trump by name on her Twitter and Facebook profiles, but had them on a private setting during jury selection and during my trial. At trial, the government provided no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion or actual WikiLeaks collaboration. I was charged with process crimes. On November 3rd, 2020, after receiving both a commutation of my sentence before I was to report to a dank Georgia prison, where I think the plan was for me to die of COVID, and being pardoned at Christmas of 2020. By the way, look that up on the internet. It's very hard to find. I was heartened to see the final, long-redacted, long-hidden final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller that was disgorged on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020, only by the order of a federal judge, which said that even Robert Mueller could not sugarcoat the fact that he had found, quote, no factual evidence of Russian collusion. WikiLeaks.
Now, again, we're gonna come back and have more of this. He's about to go to Trump, but it's important he set up this preface because everything happening to Trump's been done to Roger, and they admit it was all a fraud, just like the five or six or seven other witch hunts on Trump. And they do it again and again, and they get more desperate and more ridiculous and more insane. as they tiptoe up towards the assassination of President Trump. But make no mistake, they're trying to steal the election 2024 right now in front of us. He talked to the president today live on air. He talked to him off air. We'll see what spirits Trump is in and where this is all going. And now we're more than 48 hours into this indictment. The public is really responding angrily. It's backfiring even bigger than Alvin Bragg and the kangaroo operation there in the state of New York. So this Jack Smith character is really stepped in the you-know-what. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, just hours ago, Roger Stone, top political analyst, the confidant of Trump over many, many years, interviewed the man that pardoned him for his political prosecution a few years ago. And here's a few minutes of Roger interviewing the president. We're going to post the full interview on InfoWars.com. We've got a lot more to talk with Roger about, who's live with us via video uplink right now. But here's part of that WABC interview.
Now it is my honor to welcome the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, Roger, thank you very much. It's my honor to be doing your first show. Your show is going to be very successful. I know you. You have a lot to say, but a lot of smart things to say, and I think you're going to have a tremendous success. So it's my honor to be on your first show, and I guess your first guest.
Mr. President, I cannot thank you enough. Let's get right into it, because there is so much news. I saw you yesterday on the stump. I really think your speech in Georgia was one of the best stump speeches I've ever seen you give, and I'm a longtime observer of the Trump magic. I saw it when we went to New Hampshire in 1988. You were never that interested in running for president that year, but I really wanted you to run. But I saw the chemistry that you had with voters, an ability to reach voters that, let's face it, Mitt Romney, John McCain could never reach. It is therefore extraordinary to me that now, with you are the overwhelming favorite for renomination and leading Joe Biden in the general election polls, that special counsel Jack Smith has dropped an indictment on the exact same day that House Republicans discovered undisputed evidence that Vice President Joe Biden and his son each took $5 million bribes to ensure that Biden would pressure a Ukrainian government to fire a prosecutor who was investigating corruption in Ukraine involving Hunter Biden and Burisma. Is this a coincidence, Mr. President?
So I don't think so. I think they are bad people. I think they're thugs. If you remember, this was the learner. This was the person that was so, I guess it's Lois Lerner. It was a disaster for Christians, for evangelicals, and for people of faith. He was horrible. He was just absolutely horrible. I saw him yesterday. He was shaking and very nervous at the podium. He spoke for 2.5 minutes, and he couldn't get off fast enough because, you know, he has the power of the Justice Department, and he plays that big because he's a bully. But he's had a lot of losses, and this is a disgrace. This thing is a disgrace, and virtually everybody other than a lowlife like Bill Barr who I, as you know, I terminated because he was gutless. He wouldn't do what you're supposed to do. But everybody says this is a disgraceful indictment. It shouldn't happen. It was done for political reasons, but it was also done, I guess, to cover up the kind of a massive crime that's now being revealed by the Republicans in the House. It's incredible when you look at what happened, when you look at the kind of money that flows into the Biden family and to Joe Biden, by the way. And so they wanted to do a distraction. They'll probably come up with a jaywalking charge on Hunter in the not too distant future, you know, a very small charge so they can say, well, it's fair. But this is a very unfair situation. We're living in a very, very corrupt country. We have open borders. We have horrible elections. I mean, just horrible elections. You take a look at what went on in the.
And Trump is the fanfare for the common man. We're going to skip this network break so we have more time with Roger Stone. But I wanted to play some of this powerful interview. We're live right now, but once Roger's off with us, we're going to take this interview and post it to band.video with the entire Roger Stone Trump interview up there for you to see that and to share that. Roger, I want to get into this case. I want to get into Jack Smith. I want to get into their desperation. I want to get into the timing and what you've learned since this happened. Since we talked Friday, we know a lot more now. But the bottom line is this, and I want to just say this to my listeners. Nobody is more upset at Trump about some things he's done than I am. But Trump is a good guy, and the deep state hates him. It's coming after him. But regardless, this is to keep us from voting for who is in the front-runner position. They stole the last election. They're trying to declare the American people their enemy and white supremacist terrorists. They're saying the same thing about Trump. If they can do this, they will be emboldened to a level never before seen. So it's true what he says. They're not coming after him. They're trying to get through him to get to us. We cannot allow them to railroad an elected president and a major political candidate. This is not the stuff of just banana republics. This is the stuff of North Korea that we're witnessing. So we have to absolutely get behind Trump through this and not be distracted with the fact that he wasn't perfect on policy or he should have done this, he should have done that. Because the deep state, if they're able to take him out, they're never going to take their boot off our neck, Roger.
Alex, I agree with you. I mean, look, there's a video out there. You can locate it several months ago where Joe Biden just openly blurts it out. Well, don't worry about Trump. We're not going to allow him to run. That's what this is really about. And I imagine that they are increasingly hysterical to see polls, respectable polls, legitimate polls, polls whose methodology I respect, showing that Donald Trump has a hefty lead against Joe Biden. This is a direct manifestation of the impact of the Biden policies on America. Record energy prices, food shortages, record inflation, a disastrous foreign policy where we're shipping billions of dollars to Ukraine, but not keeping track of where the money's going, inching us closer and closer and closer to World War III. The Chinese are emboldened. They're buying up half of America. They're buying up the prime ranch land, farmland, bridges, tunnels, public facilities, highways across the country. The American people, I think, are now realize that the election of Joe Biden, to the extent that they elected him, was a massive mistake. But the cabal, the media Democrat Party cabal, which is broader than that, it really is a two-party cabal, the two-party duopoly, I call them, recognize that Trump still has a rock-hard support among working-class Americans. As I said in the interview, those voters that Mitt Romney and John McCain could never reach. And it is without denial. Look at the CBS poll today. Post-indictment poll, Trump lengthens his lead over Governor DeSantis to 61-23, with 14% saying that they lean to Trump. That would put Trump at 75%. This is a new, different Republican Party than we had under the Bushes. So they have done what they did with me, what they did with General Flynn, what they did to George Papadopoulos and others. This is lawfare. They're going to use the full weight of the judiciary system, the judicial system, to try to somehow eliminate Donald Trump as a candidate, either by disqualifying him or making it impossible for him to campaign because he's tied up with a trial, he's gagged, there are restrictions on his movement, and so on. This is it's a naked political play. Biden blurted it out, as you know, Alzheimer's patients sometimes do, a week, months ago. I've seen that.
And by the way, since you mentioned he's done it several times, I think this is the clip you're talking about. It's only 41 seconds long, so I like to show folks things when we can get it from the archive quickly. A great job, crew. Here it is.
G7 conversation was tied to your predecessor, who is about to launch another campaign. So how do you reassure them, if that is the reason for their questioning, that the former president will not return, or that his political movement, which is still very strong, will not once again take power in the United States?
Well, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
By the way, Trump should show that to the jury if it ever gets there. Here's the sitting president saying, through the legitimate efforts of the Justice Department, knowing the outcome, that he runs an agency. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I'm glad you raised that, Roger. I'd forgotten that. Is that the clip you wanted?
Yeah, it's exactly the clip that I was referring to, but now you see it coming true. As I said on the Stone Zone show at StoneZone.live on Friday, and I had a nice clip of Judge Andrew Napolitano, mutual friend of ours, who says, look, I don't think that this is the end of the indictments. The fact that they brought these indictments in Florida is probably not the end. They may yet bring indictments against the president in the District of Columbia pertaining again to his handling documents, or perhaps pertaining to alleged actions on January 6th. We expect there to be some charges against him in the state of Georgia, which are particularly bogus, because I've listened to that tape multiple times. He did not tell the Secretary of State to go out and find 11,870 votes. He told him that he had inadvertently already counted that number of illegal ballots, and once you properly discarded him, he would have carried the state.
Sure. They knew the number was out there. He said, go enforce the law. So it's a Samson moment. They can gouge his eyes out. They can cut his hair off. They can do everything. The point is, he's now in the temple with his hands on the pillars. Don't they see? Because I saw the talking point Thursday and Friday and Saturday and today. Oh, this isn't like the last indictment with Bragg. This one, no one's going to back him now. He'll go down in polls. Republicans are going to abandon him. Instead, biggest surge to 70-something points. He's like King Kong next to a midget. I mean, don't they get this isn't working?
I don't think they do, because it's counterintuitive. But then everything about Trump is counterintuitive. He's a natural phenomena. And what was amazing about him today was how cool he was. I mean, first of all, this guy is 76 years old. He put in a day yesterday that would have worn me out. I mean, he gave a speech in Georgia early in the day, gave a speech in North Carolina late in the day. He visited a Waffle House, which was trending on Twitter, and he showed up in Florida late at night, still looking fresh as a daisy. I mean, his energy level is extraordinary. The stress level of knowing that they're trying to put you in jail for 900 years, which would be the total of the sentence under all these charges, if convicted, would slow down a lesser man. And look, I have said this on your show. I worked for Richard Nixon. I worked for Bob Dole. Both very, very tough guys. Nothing compared to Trump. He's energized by the fight. He is energized in a crisis. And he was very relaxed today, very responsive. We had a full discussion. I confronted him with the fact that Bill Barr knew completely, had seen documentation of treason, of this corruption by Joe Biden, that Joe and Hunter both got $5 million wired to them in return for assuring that this Ukrainian prosecutor was fired, who was looking into Burisma and Hunter Biden.
And I haven't heard the whole interview yet. Did he say he's going to hammer that point?
He hammered it. He hammered it ad nauseum today.
Were you able to ask my question? Because I think it's important, because he's done it before and it always goes viral. It's true. He goes, I told you what would happen if Biden got in, or he predicted everything that would happen, and then predict if he doesn't get reelected or they stop him, what's going to happen. Were you able to ask that?
I did not get that far. I had it in my list, but he gave me more time than I expected, for which I was very grateful. But here's what bothers me, Alex. I specifically asked him about protests on Tuesday in Miami. I specifically said any protest must be peaceful, civil, and legal. I said it on the air. Rolling Stone headline. Trump calls for protests. Read the whole story. My quote is completely excised. It's not included. Why would Rolling Stone do that? Why would they leave out that crucial part of the message?
They've got headlines everywhere. Trump supporters call for violence, and then it's anonymous comments on like 4chan. It's just totally made up.
Yeah, anybody who goes to Miami on Tuesday needs to keep it civil, legal, peaceful. Not everybody wearing a MAGA hat is your friend. Just remember that. Make your voices heard, but do so in orderly and legal fashion.
Let me tell you, any Ray Epps types that try it are going to have a big problem. But absolutely, you didn't walk into the trap. You had a bad feeling, couldn't get to the crowds. You didn't go January 6th. I got there, tried to stop it. And then they still try to put us in jail saying we ran that. When now, did you see the congressman have now released a video of the police there, D.C. police, not Capitol police, commanding people to go in and help, and going into the building. So it's all coming out that indeed this was staged.
I saw it. It's the whole thing is a fugazi. There's no question about it. But they would love to stage another one. And therefore, for patriots or any citizen who goes to Miami on Tuesday, which you have an absolute First Amendment right to do, keep in mind that it must be peaceful, it must be civil, and it must be legal in order to make it effective. Do not get stampeded. Do not get tricked into doing something that gets flipped back around against the president. You can hurt him more than you can help him if you can't go there to behave yourself. Laura Loomer's done an amazing job, as has Alex Otaola and others, of organizing. People are coming from all over South Florida, all over the country, but it will only be effective if it is orderly.
No, I totally agree. You're getting ahead of that, because if a car backfires, you and I and Trump will be blamed. We'll have a special counsel trying to indict us, and you know we'll be doing subpoenas for the next 2 years. So let's talk about Fredo, who I know you're friends with, coming out saying this is wrong. Barney Frank coming out and saying it's wrong. A bunch of Republican governors, the Virginia governor, saying it's wrong. Not as many as last time with the kangaroo operation in New York, but a lot of Republicans are telling the truth, but also a lot of Democrats are saying this is really dangerous. In 250 years, this has never been done. Do you want to elaborate on why it's never been done?
Look, I think it's always been understood that the Department of Justice would not levy charges against someone who's a candidate for federal office in the period before that election. It has always been a long-standing policy. But as I understand it, the special counsel actually subpoenaed Trump's lawyers, got a D.C. judge to order that the lawyers had to violate the attorney-client privilege and testify against Trump, as if there is no Sixth Amendment. I've never heard of such a thing. I don't know how they justify that. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I haven't read the indictment in detail. I'm reading some excellent – Jonathan Turley had an excellent piece on it and others. But I think everybody misunderstands that if this was meant to take Donald Trump down, all you've done is turbocharge his campaign. All you have done is made him stronger. He is more resolute. I specifically asked him today, look, Mr. President, I got to ask this question. I've known you 44 years. I think I know the answer. But is there any circumstance whatsoever that you would drop out of this race? And he said, no, absolutely not, under no condition. So, and I believe that to be the case.
And by the way, congratulations on getting that giant interview. Everything you said in the interview is a headline everywhere. But you got to read to the bottom of the article to see it was your interview. But literally, I've seen like 100 articles that quote your interview. So it's exploded.
Well, I was honored to have him, and he gave me more time than I expected him to. But it was a wide-ranging interview, and he's absolutely about right. This is about keeping the disastrous policies that the country is suffering from today in place. I asked him specifically why, because I think this is a key point. Eisenhower was elected on a pledge to end the war in Korea. Nixon was elected on a pledge to end the war in Vietnam. Trump has pledged to end the war in Ukraine. He is the one person uniquely situated and qualified to do so. He is the one who cut off the Russian pipeline. He is the one who supplied offensive weapons to the Ukrainians. He is the one who told Vladimir Putin to his face, attack Ukraine and we will attack you. And as he said in numerous interviews, Putin didn't know whether I was kidding or not. And he said, Putin said, you won't do that. And Trump said, yes, I will. And because Putin believed there was a 10% chance that Trump might do it, we had peace. There were no new foreign wars started during the 4 years of Donald Trump. In fact, he brought a number of our troops.
Well, I mean, let's talk about this. China won't even meet with U.S. officials now. North Korea won't even return phone calls. Everyone knows Biden's a joke. This is incredibly dangerous. So let me expand on this. We've talked about it twice, but I want to go back over it because it's so important, Roger, and you brought it back up a minute ago. Their main talking point, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and today, everywhere, Drudge Report, CNN, MSNBC, we're both news junkies. I mean, it was everywhere. It's still there today. Oh, this isn't going to go the way the New York indictment went. Everyone's going to turn against Trump, and it's been even more of a supercharge. So are they going to have more indictments, which they say they are, which, I mean, it's like they've been going after him for 6.5, 7 years with made up crap. I mean, look, I don't want to say it was fun and they've hurt us a lot with inside stuff and scams and the money it took to fight it, but I'm more popular than ever after two show trials. I mean, like the love's like 99% now instead of 90%. Okay. So if that, and that was a more sympathetic made up, you know, exaggerated story they attacked me with. I'm not saying the thing didn't happen. I'm saying their attack on me is not what I actually did. The whole corporate media's attack. But if that blew up in their face and Trump is 100% innocent of all this stuff, don't they understand they don't get to like, I mean, it's almost becoming Christ level with beating him with bullwhips and crucifying and stabbing him with spears. I mean, it's really getting ridiculous here.
Yeah, but every time they say the same thing, we've really got him this time. This time we've got him. This time he's going down. I saw the Drudge headline. Is this the end of the Don? No, it isn't. I would say the Don is energized. I would say that Don's campaign is turbocharged. He's going to take this fight to the American people. It is a tortured path, 270 electoral votes. But I think they have virtually assured his nomination. I'm sorry, but Governor DeSantis had, you know, a couple hundred people. They said over 1,000. He had a couple people, 100 people in Oklahoma yesterday. They're willfully miscounting. When Governor Stitt, who's not a bad guy, said, you know, we love Ron DeSantis in Oklahoma. It was like that Jeb Bush moment in which he had to say, please clap, because there is no enthusiasm for his candidacy. This is
I don't even think DeSantis enters the discussion now, that we shouldn't even talk about him. Let's put that CBS scientific poll of voters across the political spectrum. Look at that. That's GOP likely primary voters. 76% say it was motivated politically. And go over those numbers again. We just saw a Rasmussen poll. 69% of Republicans are going to vote Trump. I mean, with a lead like that, that is insane.
You had 62 for Trump, 23 for DeSantis in the CBS poll, but Alex, another 14% said they were leaning Trump. So if you add 61 and 14, that's 75% of Republican primary voters. This party at the grassroots is an America First party, and they see through the politicization of these charges against him. So they have turbocharged him. Look, the difference in energy in his support at the time he announced and today is like day and night. I predict that his poll numbers will hold up. I predict that there will be a huge surge of small donations into his campaign, resulting in millions of dollars. Trump has never gotten money from the fat cats. He's never gotten money from the corporate elite. He's never been successful in raising a lot of money from the wealthy. That's not where his support is. His support is in millions of small and medium-sized donors, the men and women who are the backbone of this country, small business men and women. And he's going to...
No, I totally agree. So how do you think Jack Smith feels and his boss, Obama, how do you think they feel seeing his poll numbers explode even more with the new indictment?
They say to themselves, well, wait till we indict him two more times. That's all going to change. That's conjecture on my part. And I don't know that that's going to happen. Judge Napolitano was on my show Friday, thinks strongly that it is. There's some indication that that is the case.
All right, Roger, stay there. Do 5 more minutes on the other side. I want to ask you, what will Trump do when he gets back in? Because right now, unless they kill him or He's going to get reelected, then he can just pardon himself. So when Trump gets back in, barring assassination, what does he do day one? What does he need to pledge to right now? Roger Stone's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
But before we go to break, please remember we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because at current sales rates, in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine, incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity, every cell in the body. It's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine. Try iodine. True nascent iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
All I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full-spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You really need Turbo Force Sour Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com, also back in stock. The essential oil-infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over-the-top excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment. We have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste, infused essential oils. Back in stock. Some toothpaste back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, if you're a TV viewer, you can see that I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 stacks. And all of these are bombshell articles. I got ready for hours before the show have not covered really any of this because I've been focusing on the coup over our country, which is very important. But tomorrow, there'll be all the news I read tonight, tomorrow morning, and this. I'm going to cover all of this. This is all insane. But don't worry. When Roger leaves us here in about 5 minutes, I'm stealing part of Owen's time next hour. He loves it. He understands it. Alex Stein's coming in second hour with Owen. I've got this other great little 10-minute video I'm going to play as well. But I'm going to do a little bit of the next hour to hit some of this. Because, I mean, folks, I mean, I knew the left was crazy, but man, these people are freaking nuts. I mean, the stuff they're doing, the stuff that I haven't had time to get to is just cuckoo. But Roger, let me ask you these two questions. And we weren't complaining during the break. We were talking about the great victory and how we're waking the world up and how it's great to be in the battle, but we were also commiserating about what it's like to be broke, which makes our enemies happy. So we're going to talk about that here in a moment, too, because people want us in the fight. We're like pit bulls. We won't stop. But if you don't feed us and give us water and after the fight bandages up, you can't expect us to be in the next fight. So we've won some big fights. We're like, you know, cockfighting. We're like both champion roosters that like killed 50 other roosters, but we got one eye and we're kind of stumbling around. You might want to take care of us a little bit before you throw us back in the ring here or go ahead and I guess just turn us into soup, I guess is the main plan. But if the globalists win, but seriously, Roger, two questions. What the hell does the Republican House need to be doing here to back up the president and, you know, needle dick McCarthy? And then you've got, I love MTG and all them, but they need to put major pressure now. I want action. I want impeachment against Biden. I know they think he's weak, but that goes after the deep state. I want impeachment of the FBI director. I want impeachment of the idiot, attorney general. I mean, just all these crooks have been, the open borders, open and shut, they did it. Open borders, selective enforcement. I mean, just all the stuff they've done. How do they get on the offense? And then separately, what do we do in a year and a half when Trump is the president again? Because any scenario but assassination, folks, we already walked through it, he wins. He literally, because Comey's like, well, the main scenario, I believe, is he'll be in jail, elected president. Well, yeah, then he pardons himself. I mean, don't you guys, or if they kill him, that's even worse for him. So Roger, those two important questions.
First of all, I really like James Comer. I really respect Jim Jordan. They've now told us, as has MTG, that they have the goods, that they have absolute, indisputable proof, both in terms of witness testimony and documents, that indicate that Joe Biden is guilty of treason, as well as bribery. And if that is the case, this is the one branch of the half of the legislative branch that Republicans have control of. They need to exercise their power and they need to vote articles of impeachment. You'll remember that Al Green, a congressman from Texas, very early endorsing articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. Everybody laughed him off as a progressive lunatic and a radical. But it was only a matter of time before the full leadership of his party embraced that position. So it is time to use the legislative power. If what they say to us is true, and I believe it is, that they have the goods. You have a press blackout. All the press is about these charges against Donald Trump. Excellent piece in today's New York Post, for example, about the entire lack of interest in the mainstream media regarding the corruption of the Bidens. And they try to those are the discredited charges brought up a year ago by Rudy Giuliani. None of that's true. But that's not what Comer and Jordan, who are very serious guys, are telling us. So they need to make their move because neither Joe Biden nor the media can ignore articles of impeachment passing the House and the scheduling of a trial in the Senate. Whether the votes are there in the Senate didn't faze the Democrats.
Exactly, because we put their ass on trial and fry them for Russiagate and open borders and the fentanyl and the weaponized judiciary and Hunter Biden. They can play the clip off his laptop saying, I work for the head of Chinese intelligence. I mean, we'll fry their ass. Go on the offense. But the Republicans are scared of the Justice Department indicting them. They're going to indict all of us if we don't beat them. I mean, folks, at a certain point, you got to stop being scared. And Roger's proven he didn't back down. They were on the news. They told Roger. They told his lawyers, you just fry Trump. We'll drop these charges. And they convicted him in a kangaroo court, and he still didn't lie about Trump because there was nothing there. And I'm telling you, more people, America was built off huevos, folks, balls, not a bunch of chicken shit, coward, goddamn, excuse me, Lord, excuse me, I apologize for that. I just, Sorry. I am, You know, I'm my old self here, really getting angry, cutting over people, interrupting. I'm trying not to blow up. But damn it, man, we're having our whole future stolen by a freaking out of control, snot-nosed bureaucracy with little gremlins like Peter Strzok. I mean, I will not sit here and be ruled by these pedophiles.
Okay. Alex, you gotta quit mincing words. You gotta quit holding it all in. You gotta tell people what you really think. Let me go to your second question, which is what should Trump do if he is reelected? I should say when he is reelected, because I believe he will ultimately be reelected. He needs to do what John Kennedy said he was going to do: smash the intelligence agencies into a million pieces and scatter them to the wind. It is time to clean house at the FBI and the CIA and the Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security and to stack those agencies with patriotic Americans who understand the rule of law. It's so funny to watch the Democrats constantly talking about the rule of law. This was the famous saying of Adam Schiff and Jamie
Raskin. And no one is above the law when they are above the law.
Exactly. That's what they told us about Nixon and Watergate. No person is above the law. What about Hillary Clinton? She destroyed 33,000 emails, some of which even James Comey said were classified. She used a hammer.
And now she's selling ball caps saying, oh, what about her emails, making jokes about it?
Yeah, no, they're mocking the two-tiered justice system that you and I have both lived through. So, look, Trump has got balls of steel. He is a Superman in the sense that he is undaunted. He is determined. He's more resolute than he's ever been. He's not depressed. He's not hysterical. He's not unhinged. He's not exhausted. All those things are fake news media narratives. I've never seen this resilient. His speech in Georgia was one of the best speeches I've ever seen. And I've been watching Trump speeches for 44 years. I don't know how a man 76 years old keeps up.
And that's why the media spun it, that it was his biggest low energy speeches ever. Just everything, because they took a few parts out where he was being calm. So in closing, Roger, let me just bring this up here. We've both been through the gauntlet, you and I, for the truth. And it was a lot bigger than Trump. We understand they're coming after our republic for our children, our grandchildren. You have grandchildren. I don't yet, but I hope to have some. We got to do this as men. It's not about machismo. It's not about being arrogant. It's not about being macho. It's that I have trouble bowing down and being a slave. And look, if the globalists just wanted to run things, they stole power, but they wanted to still let everybody kind of live their life, I'd fight them, but I wouldn't risk my life. These people are so bad with the sexualization of children and all the pedophilia and all the corruption that, I mean, I have to oppose them or I am complicit. And I don't think they understand the spirit of the American people. When I get up here and I say I'm a public figure and all I'm getting is love, when I used to get a lot of hate, that is a bellwether, not of how good I am, but of how angry the public is at the system. And I don't think the system in their bubbles understands they've screwed the pooch. In closing, what should Trump do when he gets in office? You said, day one, what does he do? Fire the FBI director. Fire the U.S. attorneys. What else does he do?
Clean out the Central Intelligence Agency. Clean out the Department of Homeland Security. Find people this time to appoint to high federal office who support the America First agenda, people who are non-globalists, people who are not trying to move our country to the New World Order, people who don't think that their job is to dilute what Trump is trying to do or delay what Trump is trying to do or stop what Trump is trying to do. It's amazing how much he accomplished in his first term as a non-politician and with no background or understanding, really, of how Washington works. He is now educated. He totally gets it. He is awake, and he's got it. So if I asked him, for example, today about the JFK assassination documents. He said, that's it. I'm declassifying everything. That's not what he said before. So I just use that as an example. I asked him about UFOs. He said, well, I don't want to talk too much about it, but, you know, they've got some reports that are quite serious. I think you have a new Donald Trump. I think he'd be a very, very different and better presidency in a second term.
I totally agree. I want to put on screen and ask you this last question. This is a video that's a compilation of me over the last 2.5 years. It's only 2.5 minutes long. It's got 700,000 views on Twitter. We'll just put the Twitter version up, not ours. I want to show people the Twitter. Here, just go to an overhead shot. I'll show you my phone. And that's why I want to show the Twitter, guys. I want to show the 800,000 views. So here's the video. 800,000 views. Alex Jones predicts the next move by the globalist will be right again. And again, all you guys got to do, go to Twitter and just type in Alex Jones. It's in the main, feed right there in the top feed, just top corner feed. It's the fifth video down. You can't miss it. Anyways, the point is that it's got millions of views on a bunch of other channels. I'm glad it got millions of views, but the point is, I didn't make the prediction. They said it. They said all our opposition are white supremacists, and white supremacists are going to carry out terror attacks, and white supremacists are defined by being worried about open borders or, you know, all these different things. And then scroll down and show them the view count. That's all I want to show them. Point is, we're getting out there. And there it is. So what I'm getting in here with people, and if people want this to happen, then don't listen to me, because we're sitting here saying they can't beat Trump. He'll just pardon himself from prison. That's if you don't look at what they've been pre-programming, that anyone against open borders, anyone against election fraud, anyone against lockdowns, anyone against four shots, anyone against the Afghan withdrawal the way it was done, anyone that says the virus came from Wuhan, literally is called a white supremacist. And then under that, the whole intelligence agency system can come after you like your Taliban or Al-Qaeda, saying you're an enemy combatant. That is what the puppet president of the United States is saying. And now, I predicted a year and a half ago, dozens of times, Roger won't respond to this, that they would say the Russians are about to take the power down working with Trump supporters. They officially 2-3 weeks ago put that out all over the news and are saying the main threat is we're going to blow the power up or hack the power supply. I'm concerned that they will turn the power off sometime next year, blame it on us, and bring in martial law. I think Trump needs to get ahead of this, Roger. They're that desperate. They're that desperate that if they know they're losing the whole thing, short of a nuclear war, they're going to do a cyber attack, and they're already pre-programming that we are the ones that are going to turn the power off when we're the ones that are winning. What do you say to that?
Alex, you've been predicting a false flag of this kind for some time. In the past, I've kind of rejected it, but now I must say this act by Jack Smith demonstrates that they will do anything whatsoever. There are no rules. There are no bounds. They have power. They are intent on keeping power and tightening their grip on power. So, Alex, I don't have any firsthand knowledge, but I think what you say is entirely plausible and very, very possible.
All right, let's say this in closing, and I'm going to cover news after you leave a little bit in the next hour. It's really important. There's this weird paradox where I get more verbal support in the street and more attaboys than ever, and so do you. But it's like, yeah, we already know you're right about everything, so let's just move on. No, and it's great that Trump's getting record donations. That's wonderful. And I'm not complaining at the audience, but I'm barely paying the bills here at Free Speech Systems. I'm barely paying my legal bills. Our enemies keep doubling down. That means you just keep doubling down. It's a long-term fight. We're not playing games. It's not like we're telling you we brought the fight. We're telling you we brought the resistance. We're telling you we brought the goods. We bring the goods. And on my children, I am maxed out. I have $400,000 in legal bills and $200,000 in the bank. I don't have any money. I'm negative in the money. I don't have all the lies they put in the news, hundreds of millions. I don't have $1 million. I don't have $500,000. I have $200,000, and I owe $400,000. So do the math. Free Speech Systems is barely stabilized, but I could barely send crew to the border. I want to hire 5 or 6 reporters back. I want to be on the offense for the RNC and DNC. We won't have the money next year to go to the RNC and DNC and to go to all these events if we don't get more support. So I'm not bitching. I'm saying, who brung the fight? You want somebody to fight for you? You want somebody who's fearless? You got it right here. We're not playing games, people, but it takes money to fight these damn wars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have products that are absolutely incredible, and get them today. Get a Trump political prisoner shirt. The Alex Jones for President's almost sold out, limited edition. Get some of the new products that are there. Get the stuff that's on sale. And I'm not bitching at you. I get it. I get kind of punch drunk in this fight so long. I think, well, everybody will just do it. I can retire. And believe me, folks, I'm a fighter, but at a certain point, you know, it just becomes like, I get it. We're all punch drunk here. So Roger, how do people support you? Because I know you've got 16 lawsuits against you. You've gotten dozens defeated. You got pardoned by the president, but you're still crawling through all of that. And if people would just a little more, you know, 1% of our listeners ever buy anything. We know that. If 2% bought it, we would have 10 new reporters and we'd be kicking ass and taking names and dominating. But instead, we're literally sitting here on empty, nervously looking at the gas tank. And I'm not complaining. I'm saying, I know the world's glutted with media, but damn it. People like Alex Jones, people like Donald Trump, people like Roger Stone, people like Tucker Carlson, we're the tip of the damn spear, people. We're the ones they're coming after. So if you want to know what horse to bet on the one that keeps winning, but the one that's bleeding frickin' snot out of its mouth and got blood coming out its ass. Because I'm not ever giving up, but I will give out if you don't support us. So belly up or roll over to Biden and the Chi-Coms and stick your ass up in the air so they can screw you in the ass. You want to be fucked in the ass by these people that keep fucking bowing down? You want to fucking win? Get on board right now and give us the goddamn money. Go ahead, Roger.
I'm still fighting 11 civil lawsuits filed by lunatics, left-wingers, Democrats, crackpots on being redundant. This is lawfare. It's meant to make you pay tens of thousands of dollars. I still have to finance my wife's non-insurance cancer payments. I still have living expenses. Believe me, folks, they almost destroyed me. You can go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. There were once 17 of these lawsuits. Today there's 11. With your help, I will win all of them. But Alex is right. I'm not quite as vociferous about it. But, yeah, I need help. There's no question about it. Stonedefensefund.com. Please help us out, folks, and God bless you. God bless you, Alex, and calm down. I don't want you to have a heart attack.
Roger, I'm just being 1,000,000,000% clear here with people. I'm not bitching at the audience. I love them. They're badass. But that we've been under attack so long, they just kind of get used to us being attacked by a bunch of sharks. And, oh, there's a leg bit off. Oh, there's an arm. Oh, it is, oh, Alex is biting the shark. Roger's poking the shark in the eyeball. I'm just saying to people, do they realize how real this war is and how they're trying to get to you through us? I don't give a rat's ass about the money, except it's fuel in my army tank to politically, nonviolently run over the enemy. So I'm not bitching anybody. I appreciate all the support. But people need to understand, this is an urgency for everybody. And we're so close to winning. And look, we don't have Alex Soros giving us money. We have you. And I appreciate the viewers and listeners. Roger Stone, thank you so much.
Alex, God bless you. Take it easy. I don't want you to stroke out.
Where do you go? Where do people go to? You have so many websites. Where do they get a Roger Stone Still Did Nothing Wrong shirt?
They can go to StoneZone.com in the shop. StoneZone.com. We've just redone it. This site's very, very cool. Check it out. StoneZone.com. Go to the shop. You can get your very own Roger Stone, the signed Stone paperweight that I have. You can buy all of my books. You can buy your Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt. We appreciate your support. We need your support. You can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STONE. That helps, too. God bless Mike Lindell. God bless you if you can help us. God bless you. Thank you.
Alex, thank you. Thank you, Roger.
I'm worried about you.
I gave you a hell of a plug right there.
Yes, you did.
Thanks. Hey, man, I appreciate you. No, seriously, I don't like losing, but I'll tell you what I hate worse than losing. Knowing we're winning intellectually, culturally, and still, if people just put more energy into it, we would be done with these people very quickly. We wouldn't be in some utopia like they promised, but, I mean, it'd be a lot more stabilized and wouldn't have total psychotics just in complete control. I mean, folks, we're very close to nuclear war. I mean, we're very, very close to them releasing a new virus and more lockdowns. And, I mean, I'm really pissed, okay? I mean, I don't want to be locked down and watch them kill a bunch of people, maybe me and my family. I don't want a nuclear war. I mean, they're systematically cutting off all the energy, rolling blackouts to start everywhere. I told you over and over again that's coming. They are training you to be a slave. I mean, look, I mean, if my neighbor came over and his dog took a dump in my yard, I'm the type of person that would just kind of ignore it. But if I saw my neighbor do it 20 times and say, hey, dude, why do you walk your dog over to do it in my yard? And then if he got in my face, I might get a little upset. But I wouldn't get very upset because it's dog crap. Pedophile stuff with our kids, fentanyl, open borders, devaluing the dollar, World War III. I mean, folks, people think, man, this guy is really weird. No, if you knew your ancestors 200 years ago, 400 years ago, they were way, way more upset than me. They were normal, folks. I mean, if people saw their rights being taken when they had to fight for them before, they would get really pissed because they had just gotten their rights. And that's where I'm at. People sit there and think, like, you know, I went to the Plandemic 3 is the overall series, but it's The Great Awakening. And I get up there and I say, you need to get this film out or you're going to be dead. And people went, man, he kind of went a little too far. I mean, they freaking killed a bunch of people with the ventilators and blocking therapeutics and then the deadly shot. Millions and millions of people. And they're planning something far worse. They say targets children. And no one will ask if they release it in a year or two or 6 months when it targets kids. Why'd Bill Gates say that? Because he loves to let those of us in the know he's doing it. He's laughing about it. See, I have a normal affect. This is what people were like before we were slaves. This is what people were like. I'm red-blooded. I have a lot of stamina. I have a lot of energy. I got a high libido, just like Trump does. I'm not dead, folks. I'm not a dead person. And I mean, watching psychotic lunatics run around and destroy the world, I am legitimately pissed off. I am legitimately pissed off. And I don't take solace in the fact that the scum and the left and the devil worshippers are going to be destroyed in the process of my destruction. Because I don't care about them. I care about my children and your children and innocent people. So I don't take any pleasure like, well, at least when it all collapses, they'll pay. These people are already gone psychically, spiritually. They're gone. They don't matter. I care about us. That's why I don't want the system to go down. I want to take the system and fix it. I said I'd cover a bunch of news. Now I'm just so upset. I mean, have you watched video of Peter Strzok in Congress literally looking like a cross between a gremlin and a vampire, sneering and baring his teeth at Congress? I mean, he's so mentally ill. He's so pathetic. That's the type of mentally ill person they get to run all this. I mean, it's, we have crazy people running everything. And those of us that aren't nuts, they turn around and say, we're crazy. No, I'm not crazy, people. I'm not crazy at all. If I saw a woman every day who lives by a major highway, put her three-year-old out and throw a ball for the three-year-old to go get, into rushing traffic, and no one cared, I would start yelling and screaming, and I'd call the police on the woman, and the police did nothing, I'd have to stop the woman myself. It's the same thing. Everybody just keeps acting like this is normal. Oh, let me throw the ball out on the highway for the two-year-old to go get it. It's crazy! It's crazy! It's crazy! And then they put out that big lie, which was successful. Jones has $400 million. You don't hear about my bankruptcy anymore, because it's all federally filed, all checked by the federal courts. No money. Nothing. A little bit of real estate. A house and a little farm. They know all that now. They know all that. And so you never hear about it anymore. But the lie worked with a bunch of the audience. Well, Jones doesn't need my support. He's got $400 million. It's so ridiculous how these people lie and 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 lie. It's all they do. And then all the minions of the system who are just normal people, but they think going along with the system is what a winner does. No, going along with the system when it's got cancer is crazy, like the Germans with Adolf Hitler. So yes, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We had a big sale. I should have announced it last. You know, I didn't really plug first hour. Robert Barnes did it for me. But if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, look right there. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now. 50% off. We put up the shopping cart. InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off on BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra together. Incredible nootropics. 40% off on BrainForce Plus by itself. 40% off on BrainForce Ultra. Limited time sale because we don't have a huge supply. We got a decent supply, but not a huge supply. We'll run this special for about 2 weeks. And amazing nootropics. 50% off. Thank you all for your support. InfoWars MDs launched 5 new products. Be sure to check that out. And 50% off on Super Female Vitality. Here's the bad news. Super Male Vitality sold out. Friday, there was like 100 bottles left. I think it's sold out now. But Super Female Vitality is the exact same formula. And you're like, really? Yeah, women want a pink label. Men want a brown label. It's the same formula. It's a bunch of cold press, known herb for stamina, libido, energy. And it's 50% off. We haven't done that in a long time. So Super Female Vitality, good for women, good for men. It's the same damn formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I'm going to end the Alex Jones Show. You kind of got old-fashioned Alex Jones tonight, didn't you? I've been controlling my anger, folks, because it exhausts me later when I do it. I don't like it, but we're going to come back, start the next hour. I got a lot of important news I'm going to hit that Owen Schroeder's going to take over. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today, so stay with us. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Super Female Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.